Thank you, Tom. I appreciate that. Our sermon description song this afternoon and for this quarter is entitled The Tie, sort of a play on words with one of our favorite hymns that we'll talk about a little bit here and sing during the course of this as well. Fellowship is really what we're talking about in this sermon description song. And fellowship is oftentimes defined very simply as joint participation. It's really a beautiful concept, more beautiful than those words might indicate. They're very plain words, really, as you look at the definition. But sometimes what happens to the idea of fellowship is that it falls prey to theological debates that drain it of what it really is, or congregational disputes over who is worthy and things of that nature. The fellowship that we enjoy with God, which is where we're going to start this afternoon, is rooted in our covenant with Him. That is the covenant that we have that exists between us, that binds us to one another. It is rooted in our belief in His Son and our subjection to the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. Fellowship is a beautiful thing when you begin to understand. It starts with God. We continue to think about our fellowship with each other and what a wonderful relationship that is. And that fellowship is just as vital to our contentment and our joy and our spiritual health on earth as anything else, as it takes us on into the direction of eternity. And in eternity, we hope to join that earthly fellowship with a heavenly chorus around the throne of God as those fellowships merge into one. That personal fellowship depends upon a mutually right relationship with God, and sometimes that's the thing that's overlooked. And so we can strive to upbuild and encourage one another, not only in worship, where fellowship should be obvious, but throughout our lives as well. You know, your Bible's to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. I'll do a little bit of reading here, and then I'll let the others take over. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, and I'm looking at verse 4. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 4. Paul is the writer. He says, "I give thanks to my God always for you because of the grace of God that was given you in Christ Jesus, that in every way you were enriched in Him in all speech and all knowledge, even as the testimony about Christ was confirmed among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will sustain you to the end, guiltless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord." So repeatedly, Paul stresses that idea of the fellowship that exists between us, but especially that binds us toward God. And that's the idea of the tie as we look at it in our lesson this afternoon. We're going to start by talking about fellowship with God. Walker will read for us from 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 to 10, and Jeff Hodges will lead us in three songs on that subject.
Number 36, Each Step I Take. Let's all sing. No soul, each step I take, my Savior goes before me, and with His loving hand He leads the way. And with each breath I whisper, I adore Thee. Oh, what joy to walk with Him each day. Each step I take, I know that He will guide me to higher ground He ever leads me on, until someday the last last step will be taken. Each step I take just leads me closer home. At times I feel my faith begin to waver, when up ahead I see a chasm wide. It's then I turn and look up to my Savior. I am strong when He is by my side. Each step I take, I know that He will guide me to higher ground. He ever leads me on, until someday the last step will be taken. Each step I take just leads me closer home. I trust in God no matter come what may, for life eternal is in His hand. He holds the key that opens up the way that will lead me to the promised land. Each step I take, I know that He will guide me to higher ground. He ever leads me on, until someday the last step will be taken. Each step I take just leads me closer home.
Number 125, Nearer Still Nearer. 125.
No me, so me, nearer, still nearer, close to thy heart. Draw me, my Savior, so precious thou art. Hold me, oh, hold me close to thy breast. Shelter me safe in that haven of rest. Shelter me safe in that haven of rest. Nearer, still nearer, nothing I bring, not as an offering to Jesus my King. Only my sinful now cry out, grant me the cleansing thy blood not impart. Grant me the cleansing thy blood not impart. Nearer, still nearer, Lord, to be thine. Sin with
I gladly resign all of its pleasures, all past its pride. Give me but Jesus, my Lord, crucified. Give me but Jesus, my Lord, crucified. Nearer, still nearer, while life shall last, till safe in glory my anchor is cast. Through endless ages, ever to be nearer my Savior, still nearer to thee. Nearer my Savior, still nearer to thee.
Number 356. If Jesus goes with me. Number 356.
No me, so me. It may be in the valley where countless dangers hide. It may be in the sunshine that I in peace abide. But this one thing I know, if it be dark or fair, if Jesus is with me, I'll go anywhere. If Jesus goes with me, I'll go anywhere. 'Tis heaven to me wherever I may be, if he is there. I count it a privilege here, his cross to bear. If Jesus goes with me, I'll go anywhere. And maybe I must carry the blessed word of life across the burning desert to those in sinful strife. And though it be my lot to bear my colors there, if Jesus goes with me, I'll go anywhere. If Jesus goes with me, I'll go anywhere. 'Tis heaven to me wherever I may be, if he is there. I count it a privilege here, his cross to bear. If Jesus goes with me, I'll go anywhere. It is not mine to question the judgments of my Lord. It is but mine to follow the leading of his word. But if you go or stay, or whether here or there, I'll be with my Savior content anywhere. If Jesus goes with me, I'll go anywhere. 'Tis heaven to me wherever I may be, if he is there. I count it a privilege here, his cross to bear.
If Jesus goes with me, I'll go anywhere.
Second part of our sermon description song, we will talk about fellowship with God's people. We'll have a reading from Acts, the second chapter, by Jerry Johnson, and Jerry Burns will lead us in three songs.
I'm reading from the New King James Bible, and that's Acts 2, verses 42 through 47. And they continued steadfastly with the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers. Then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. Now all who believed were together and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods, and divided them among all, as anyone had need. So continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being served.
Number 643.
We're part of the family that's been born again. Part of the family whose love knows no end. For Jesus has saved us and made us His own. Now we're part of the family that's on its way home. And sometimes we laugh together, sometimes we cry, sometimes we share together heartaches and sighs, sometimes we drink together of how it will be when we all get to heaven, God's family. When a brother meets sorrow, we all when he's passed through the valley, we all feel relief. Together in sunshine, together in rain, together in sometimes we laugh together, sometimes we cry, sometimes we share together heartaches and sighs, sometimes we dream together of how it will be. And though some go before us, we'll all meet again. Just inside the city, as we enter in, there'll be no more parting. Where Jesus will be, together
love one another, thus saith the Savior.
obey his last command. Love is much too pure and holy. Friendship is too sacred far. For a moment's reckless folly, thus to desolate and mar. Love one another, thus saith the Savior. Children, obey the Father's blessed command. Love one another, thus saith the Savior. Children, obey his blessed command. Spoken, bitterest thoughts are rashly stirred. Brightest links of life are broken by a single angry word. Love one another, thus saith the Savior. Children, obey the Father's last command. Love one another, thus saith the Savior. Children, obey his last command.
Part three of our sermon inscription song is Meditating Upon Eternal Fellowship. The first song there in the previous section sort of hinted at that a little bit. These three songs will bring us closer to that. I always try to include or end up including, and maybe I should say, one song that is new to us in these sermons and scripture songs, sometimes more, but usually at least one. And that's okay. It's all right. We're trying to learn new songs as we go on. Even Amazing Grace at one time to somebody was a new song nobody had ever heard of. Somebody said, I've got this new song, Amazing Grace. You ought to try to sing this. And they probably stumbled through it and didn't quite hardly know how to do it and learned it as time went on. And so I think it's song 82 here is a song we just sang Wednesday evening, maybe for the first time, maybe not. But it's unfamiliar to us. We're going to work on it a little bit even this afternoon, try to learn a little bit better. And it fits into this category as well. So we'll talk about eternal fellowship in just a moment. Before we do that, we'll have our middle prayer, and Bruce Tilley will lead us in that.
Bow, please. Heavenly Father, we come together, gather together in one purpose to serve you, to worship you. Help us, Lord, to also be with one another, to offer encouragement and love, and sharing your word and living your word, being examples to one another, learning from one another by example as well. Help us, Lord, to always strive to put others before us, thinking more of others than ourselves. Help us to always check our words and our thoughts, remembering that your Son died for us, and not just for us as individuals, but for those around us as well. No matter what they say or do, no matter how good or bad we think they are, your Son died for them and for us as well. Help us to remember this, to share in their lives, being a blessing to them is every opportunity, to taking the hurts and the affronts, remembering that the stripes that your Son bore for us. Help us to remember to love one another, sharing your word, being tolerant, being helpful, strengthening and encouraging. Thank you, Lord, for all that you give us, for the friends and family, for all those who share like precious faith, who are obedient to your Son, your will, studying your word, applying it to our lives daily. Help us to always remember this, guiding us in all that we do, seeking opportunities to share your word with others, offering the encouragement and hope that you've offered to us and that we have accepted. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.
Before Rick leads us in three songs on that subject, we will ask Buddy Collins to read for us from Revelation 21, 1-7.
Revelation 21, 1-7. Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also, there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away." Then he who sat on the throne said, "Behold, I make all things new." And he said to me, "Write, for these words are true and faithful." And he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give of the fountain of the water of the freely to him who thirsts. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son."
Number 210, Walking Alone at Eve, or Alone at Eve, rather. 210, Alone at Eve.
No soul, walking alone at eve and viewing the skies afar, feeling the darkness come to welcome me, silver star. I have a great delight in the wonderful scenes above. God in his power and might is showing his truth and love. Alone with God, a place in his court to rest, sure in a safe abode with Jesus and the blessed. A weary soul, once redeemed by the Savior's love, will be pure and whole and live with my God above. Sitting alone at eve and dreaming the hours away, watching the shadows falling at the close of day, God in his mercy comes with his word, he is drawing near, spreading his love and truth around me and everywhere. Oh, home with God, a place in his course to rest, sure in a safe abode with Jesus and the blessed. Rest for a weary soul, once redeemed by the Savior's love, where I'll be pure and whole and live with my God above. Closing my eyes at eve and thinking of heaven's grace, longing to see my Lord, yet meeting him face to face. Let me my all, wheresoever my footsteps roll, pleading with him to guide me onto the Spirit's home. Oh, for a home with God, a place in his course to rest, sure in a safe abode with Jesus and the blessed. Rest for a weary soul, once redeemed by the Savior's love, will be pure and whole and live with my God above.
Number 82. Our Fellowship. Number 82.
Do so mi do, O Father, watching over. and leading me through life. So many times I call to thee in sorrow, guilt, and strife. And faithful Lord, art thou nearby to answer every prayer. Protect me, Lord, lest I deny our fellowship thy care. O Father, thou spared not thy Son, but brought us with his blood. Us and many nations made thou one, united brotherhood. Where'er we gather in his name, a common love we share. At home in distant land, the same communion everywhere. Past children of thy covenant, from every age and land, ascended upward, triumphant, and joined a mighty band. One day we hope to sing with them the hymn composed beyond, and with thy congregation for commune through lasting bond.
Our next song will be number 678. If we never meet again, we're 678.
Soon we'll come to the end of life's journey, and perhaps we never meet anymore, till we gather in heaven's bright city. Far away on that beautiful shore. This side of heaven, strong love. somewhere in heaven by the song river of life.
Song is 335. I've marked 355. I've been looking at that and just noticed it said 335 there, so I'm going to correct that. In my songbook, 335. Live for Jesus. I looked at 355 and I thought, that doesn't look like an invitation song, but it's kind of different. That's interesting. Maybe I was really thinking that day, but no, it's 335, so we'll stick with that instead. The concept of fellowship we've been talking about and singing about this afternoon is one that is sometimes a controversial one. In some churches, the concept of fellowship is reduced to fun and food, and that is really about all that is meant by the word when it's used in a lot of places. And while those things might be involved in some way in our relationships with one another, fellowship is not something that is assigned to a schedule that stops and starts according to a clock, or is defined by carnal needs for food and fun, as we talked about, for exercise or hot dogs or any of those things of that type of that nature. Fellowship is our relationship with God, our relationship with one another, our joint participation in spiritual things, and it is something that transcends time and clocks and schedules and even place as well. It is a situation, a relationship that makes all of us, God, Christ, the Holy Spirit, all of us, a spiritual family. The Bible says in Proverbs 17:17 that a friend loves at all times, but a brother is born for adversity. Friends love at all times, but that brother, that's a special kind of friendship. Brotherhood that is really there for adversity and difficulty. Joint participation, I've known that definition for a long, long time. It's a rather sterile way to define fellowship. You reduce it to two pretty common words that are tossed around in a lot of different situations. But if you've sung these songs with an eager heart, with a mind toward what the words really are communicating, if you participated in this worship service, this hour of praise, not as a spectator, but as part of a congregational chorus of praise toward God, then your definition of fellowship is much more practical than even something as reductive as joint participation. You really have taken it to a level of glory as we think about praising God in that way. And that fellowship, that joint participation in worship and praise, as it reaches that point, hints at the relationship, the tie, as we've entitled this exercise today, that binds this family of believers together through thick and through thin. We have thick times and thin times as a family of God. It's a tie that begins in heaven. The knot really is there. And that's where the beginning of that scarlet thread is that binds us to one another, where God our Father dwells and invites us to Himself, offering these things, this relationship, this family, as brothers and sisters, and as blessings that we have because we are the family of God. As we talk about the invitation of Christ, there are many ways in which we try to make that appeal to people and make it sound appealing to those who are in sin. And one thing we must never overlook is the status of our relationship with God, that when we are in sin, that relationship is not only strained but severed. And that, friends, that when we come back to God, we not only gain a God and a Savior, which really is the most important thing, but we also gain a spiritual family that supports us, edifies us. And that's not to be overlooked. The tie that we're talking about, not in heaven, but the scarlet thread wrapping around all of us, so that when it is moved anywhere, every part of it is affected and feels it. It's a good thing and a blessed thing. And as we extend this invitation to you this afternoon, it is with all that in mind, but not losing sight of the tie that binds us as well. And that being part of the appeal of being in God's family. If you would answer the invitation of Christ this day, would you come as we stand and sing this song?
Render not to